This is Ethan Kruger for Effingham Radio News, talking to State Senator Dale Ryder. How are you today, sir?
I'm good. How are you, Ethan?
I'm great. Now, you are in Springfield right now, and you just came out of a budget hearing. So give me an update. What's going on with that?
Well, I mean, right now, I mean, in my new role as the lead Republican on budget issues in the Senate, I mean, what we're doing now is we are simply having hearings, the Appropriations Committee, having hearings on state agency budgets, of which there are dozens and dozens of those, and questioning the officials for look for ways to save money. And Ethan, that's kind of the disconnect over here is there's not enough conversation about really cutting the budget and yeah, making those who run state government, you know, get a full dollar out of the 80, you know, or get a full value out of the dollar, taxpayer dollars that they're spending, which includes not just cutting the amount or the appropriation that we give to these agencies, but giving them the tools to do things differently. That requires legislation by the General Assembly and the governor, which means getting the Democratic majority to sign on to reform ideas that help us save money. And that's a piece of this that's not talked about enough. Not just cutting the dollars, but doing things differently that help you save those dollars. But that's what we're trying to raise here in these committees.
Now, word around is that the grand bargain is kind of at a standstill or even dead. Where are we on that?
Not dead, but has it slowed? Yes. Now, are there still conversations and negotiations going on? Yes, there are. I know that the Democrat majority has tried to engage in a "aha, we got you" moment a little bit by saying, "Well, the governor killed this." Well, the governor didn't kill this. The governor slowed it down and said, "Wait a second, I don't think this deal is quite right for taxpayers." He's the governor; he gets to do that. I mean, if we're going to be serious about balancing the budget, passing economic reforms, and making them law, then we have to pay attention to what the governor says, as we should. I mean, but if this is just a political thing, just to send something out of the Senate and send it over to the House, then we don't have to care what the governor says. But I think the intention here is to actually get something done. If you're going to get something done, you're going to make it real, the governor's input, quite rightly, is going to be required.
Absolutely. Now, as far as the budgeting process, are we any closer?
I think we are. I mean, you don't hear quite as much chatter about that now as you did maybe a couple weeks ago. But like I said, conversations are going on in this building all the time with regards to this. The questions that I'm asking in these budget hearings are designed to find new ways to save money, because every $50,000, $100,000, million, $100 million you carve further into that deficit. And that's part of the process here. That's what we need to do.
Very good. Now, Senator, as I understand, you are sponsoring some new legislation involving utilities. Let's talk about that.
Sure. Senate Bill 777 is designed to inject a little more time, a little more due process into this process by which utilities plan and then hang these high voltage lines, electricity lines, across people's property. That's a necessary thing. I want to be clear from that. As our power demands go up, we're going to need more lines. We're going to need greater infrastructure in the electric system. The question is the process by which you do that and whether or not landowners, particularly in rural areas, deserve more due process during those exchanges. And building in basic due process protections, giving a little more time for landowners to understand the ramifications of what's going on, is something we should do. We're not trying to shut down the process. We're going to have to continue to build electric and power infrastructure. The question is how we go about it.
All righty, Senator Ryder, thank you so much for your time today, and good luck with all your budget talks.
Hey, thank you, Ethan. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too, sir. This has been Ethan Kruger for Effingham Radio News.